This is Mike McNutt, Director of Hardin County Animal Care and Control. I wanted to take time to give you an update on the shelter. We are currently closed to the public, so employees are the only ones allowed inside at this time. Focus and Forever Homes for Paws has created an emergency pet retention fund created to help Hardin County pet owners who have lost income due to current public health crisis. The two groups are working together to collect funds and distribute. They are taking donations and distributing them in the form of vouchers that can be used at one of our several local pet businesses. Some of the ones that have stepped forward are our Pet Supplies Plus, Feeder Supply, Pepper's Hardin County Milling. Pet Supplies Plus has agreed to match up to $500 of donations. People can donate any amount through PayPal at www.fohcas.org or on their Facebook page. I would like to add that Feeder Supply has also stepped forward with a $500 donation to this program. If anyone needs assistance feeding their pet during this time, email fohcas.ky@gmail.com or text 270-801-5224 and you will need to fill out an application. Only those who have a real financial need apply, and they will distribute the donated funds on a first-come, first-served basis based on need. They do not guarantee that they will be able to provide funds to all those who apply. We are at the shelter cleaning, feeding, and medicating the animals. We are providing daily enrichment and exercise to our animals to help them get through this experience. We are making the best of things by deep cleaning and painting some of our areas. You can see some of the pictures on our Facebook page. We are providing limited services to the public, so please call with any questions, 270-769-3428. We are seeing a lot of things about stray animals, and we are still doing stuff with stray animals. If you have any questions, please call us, 270-769-3428. Please keep in mind we answer phones Monday through Saturday, 8 to 11 a.m. and 12 to 4 p.m. It is our goal to keep our workers, the public, and the animals we care for safe during the COVID-19 emergency quarantine.